From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iran claims it launched two ballistic test missiles Wednesday, reportedly inscribing them in Hebrew with a message against Israel. The semi-official Fars News agency showed pictures it said were of Qadr H missiles being fired from a eastern mountain range in Iran. Their target, 1,400 kilometers away off the country's coast into the Sea of Oman. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We condemn all threats to Israel, and we'll stand with Israel to help it defend itself against all kinds of threats.
According to one of the leaders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the reason they designed their missiles with a range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to hit the enemy, the Zionist regime, from a safe distance, and described the tests as a show of its deterrent power. The visit of Vice President Joe Biden to Israel and the Palestinian territories is being overshadowed by violence. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Vice President Joe Biden criticized the Palestinian Authority for remaining silent after a Palestinian went on a stabbing rampage Tuesday near Tel Aviv. An American tourist was killed and 10 other people were wounded.
The United States of America condemns these acts and condemns the failure to condemn these acts.
The ruling Palestinian Fatah Party praised the attack, part of a wave of almost daily Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and car rammings. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Also today, an Islamic State operative suspected of being the head of the militant group's chemical weapon program is reported in custody, captured last week. This is VOA News. In the second significant U.S. attack on al-Shabaab in 5 days, U.S. and Somali forces have attacked a militant base west of Mogadishu. A U.S. official confirms the raid was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation. A Somali official said helicopters dropped between 60 and 70 soldiers outside the town of Oud Hegel just after midnight. The official, Mohammed Awais Abukar, told VOA the troops then attacked three or four targets in the town, inflicting a number of casualties on the militants. Al-Shabaab said one of its fighters was killed in the raid, while others forced the troops into retreat. Last Saturday, U.S. aircraft fired missiles at an Al-Shabaab training camp north of Mogadishu, killing 150 militants, according to the Pentagon. Al-Shabaab confirmed the aerial attack, but said the death toll was exaggerated. United Nations Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura says substantive talks on a political transition in Syria begin Monday and will not last beyond March 24th. He commented from Geneva today as the second round of proximity talks between the Syrian government and the opposition formally opened without the key players who have not yet arrived. When talks are underway, the focus will be on new governance, constitutions, and elections, the future elections, in 18 months' time, according to de Mistura. In a statement to VOA, the main Syrian opposition group said it would be a no-show for today's discussions because they're still discussing whether they'll attend. The Syrian government also indicated it would not join until later, an indication that proximity talks may not be fully underway until March 14th. Meantime, thousands of migrants from Syria and other countries are now stranded in Greece, blocked from their goal of reaching northern Europe after Macedonia closed its border today. Macedonian police shut the border one day after Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia declared their borders closed to almost all transiting migrants, with exceptions being made only for asylum seekers. The actions effectively closed the so-called Balkan route many migrants have taken to reach wealthier nations in Western Europe. Slovenian Prime Minister Miro Cerar said the Balkan route for illegal immigration no longer exists. Authorities say nearly 36,000 migrants and refugees are stranded in Greece with more than 14,000, mainly Syrian and Iraqi nationals, stuck in a sprawling muddy camp near a border crossing into Macedonia. Also today, the former drummer of Beatles, Ringo Starr, has announced the death of the so-called fifth Beatle, producer George Martin, at age 90. Starr posted the news on Twitter with a photograph of Martin, thanking him for all his love and kindness. British Prime Minister David Cameron also attributed a tweet. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.